This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. We got a lot to get into today. NFL Combine continues in Indy. The offseason is basically here. Less than 2 weeks from now, the start of NFL free agency. We'll get to a major, and I mean a major, Sixers announcement that's going to change everything. And, of course, a Clearwater check-in with the Phils. Maybe some new positions today and a little injury scare yesterday. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, if you're going to do something, most times, don't make an announcement about it. Just do it. I mean, nobody care. Like, you know what I always found funny, man, is like, especially on social media spaces. Mm-hmm. Say you have a take that somebody doesn't like. And they would proceed to tell you, well, after that, I'm not going to listen to you anymore. Oh, dog, it's okay. Didn't know who you were in the first place. Like, if you're going to leave, just leave. I don't need to know you're leaving.
Just exit.
Just leave.
It's not an airport.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
We don't need an announcement.
We don't need an announcement. You're about to go. Just go.
Just go. I like that. If you're going to go, just go. Hopefully that is not the way it goes for the Eagles in free agency. If you go, just go. Because we got a lot of good players here, Hugh, that are about to hit free agency, including four big ones. And really, it's interesting because as we've had our discussions over the last few weeks about Eagles free agency, mm-hmm. it feels like there's two groups, right? There's people are saying, all right, we'll debate between Mekhi Becton and Milton Williams and Josh Sweat and those guys. But a different group all by himself is Zach Bond. That has become the one player that I would say, I don't think we've spoken to one person here that doesn't want him back or doesn't think it should be the priority to bring Zach Bond back. That has been the consensus, I think, probably from the Eagles, but certainly our listeners and everyone we talk to every day, Bond is one and then everybody else. But it kind of brings you to the idea of, well, what if Bond doesn't come back? I mean, Zach Bond is a free agent. You know, Jeff McClain reported that his market could go $15-plus million. The Eagles have never paid that much for a linebacker. They don't typically do that. And we know how this works. You get to the open market, and if his market is $15 million, there could be a team 13 days from now that says, you know what? We got cap room. I'll give you $20 million a year. And the Eagles might say, oh, boy. We got to walk away. And look, I want him back. I think the Eagles, I think there's a real chance they're going to bring him back. And I'm going to frame it this way. I think they need to bring him back to survive next season as a championship contender. If they don't have Zach Bond on this defense next year, I think they're going to take a major step back. Like, I know they have Vic Fangio, and they have Jalen Carter, and they have a really young, dynamic secondary, and they've got some good edge rushers I'm excited about, including Nolan Smith. But I look at Zach Bond as he changed this defense. You saw it week one against the Green Bay Packers, and it never stopped. I remember halfway through the season, we were like, I think the conversation is wrong on Zach Bond. It's not just Pro Bowl. He's playing like an all-pro player. They found someone here that could be a linchpin in this defense for years to come. And I need him back. I think they need him back. And I think in order to survive as a Super Bowl contender and one of the top defenses in the NFL, it's non-negotiable. They got to bring Zach Bond back. Hugh, where do you stand on Bond? As it's going to be expensive. They rarely pay this position. Can they survive without him?
You know what? Allow me to long talk a little bit because I want to be clear and concise in what I'm about to say. And a lot of times, you know, Joe, I'm a real stickler on people hearing what I'm trying to say, but they really don't. But I'm going to try again anyway.
You're going to use bullet points?
I'm going to use bullet points. And I'm going to start out with Batman. You know, Batman is probably considered the greatest detective. Why are you looking at me like, what is the hell he's talking about? I'm going to wrap it up for you. I promise you.
I'm intrigued by this.
Batman is considered one of the greatest detectives on the planet, right? And he's a part of the Justice League.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember reading a story where, with the Justice League, Batman had these protocols where, just in case, it wasn't in case, but it was just in case the Super Friends went rogue.
Mm-hmm.
He had contingency plans.
Right, okay, yeah.
This is the same thing that I, and the way that I feel about this Philadelphia Eagles regime. Zach Bond came in and he played extremely well. I would love to have Zach Bond be here because he instilled in us something that we haven't seen in a long time. Great linebacker play. And just a hard-nosed, gritty Philadelphia guy. He's probably one of the reasons why, he's definitely one of the reasons why people feel the way that they feel about this defense. Now, hell of a player.
Yep.
But the one thing that I do know to be true when it comes to free agency, you get overpaid in free agency. And the Eagles allowed this man to get to this point. That's not saying that they didn't want him. That's saying that they probably, Howie said something to the effect that this year he didn't want to sign anybody during the season because he didn't just want to disrupt the chemistry in the locker room because they were playing so well. But here's the reality of the situation we're in. Zach Bond is a free agent. In free agency, you're going to be overcompensated for the way that you play. Now, granted, it was only in a small sampling size, but he played well enough that I can almost guarantee you that he might go out in free agency and get a ton of money because teams are going to try to woo him away from the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, definitely, for sure.
The Philadelphia Eagles probably have in their mind where they want to pay him and how they want to pay him, and it might not line up because he's probably going to get overpaid. I'm long talking to say all this. I would love to have Zach Bond back, but if he does not come back, I am okay with that.
Yeah, I'm not. I think the Eagles need to make this happen. 215-592-9494. I do like the Batman comp. Batman's my guy. I mean, you start with that, you got my attention. So that guy, it did catch my attention.
That's not a great analogy.
Well,
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Batman comps catch
awesome
my attention.
Analogy.
Here, I'm going to use straight facts on this one. First team All-Pro linebacker. He was the best linebacker in the NFL last year on the best defense in the NFL. And, you know, I know yesterday I was talking a lot about age. And Zach Bond isn't the youngest, right? You know, I was saying, I'm not trading all that for Myles Garrett. He's getting on the older side. But one thing about Bond that gives me some hope here that he's got a lot of tread left in the tires is he didn't play much with the Saints, right? His snap counts were really low. He was basically a special team or part-time player.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Eagles may have not just found a diamond in the rough. They may have found a building block for years to come. Eric Mangini was on Fox Sports 1 a couple weeks ago talking about Bond. And, you know, Mangini had an interesting career, Jets and Browns as a coach. But before that, he was with Bill Belichick for a lot of that time. And especially early in that Patriots run as a dynasty. Listen to the comp he put on Zach Bond. And when I heard this, I was like, what if the Eagles didn't just find a one-year wonder? What if they found a linchpin to years of excellent defense? Here was Mangini on Bond.
To me, he's similar to like when we got Mike Vrabel. So we got Mike Vrabel from the Steelers.
Oh, wow.
And what I mean by that is Vrabel was a core special teams player that we thought could give us some help at linebacker, then came in, played so well at linebacker, everything changed. And it's the same thing for Zach. They brought him in. I don't think anybody expected him to play at the level played at.
He was a finalist for Defensive Player of the Year.
I know, including the Eagles. So now you've got the situation where he's due a payday, and if they can get him back, I think that's the best way to go, and he could be a part of this defense for a long time.
The long time is what catches my attention there.
Mm-hmm.
It's one, you know, because the best teams in sports, you find a way to like resurrect careers, one-year thing, and then they do it again, right? Like the Dodgers do this with pitchers. They bring a guy in, he's kind of stunk, they fix him, and then they let someone else go pay him.
Mm-hmm.
That could happen here, but sometimes you got to pick the one or two that you say, no, I want to keep this one. And
mm-hmm.
I need Bond the priority. And I look at next year. Let's fast forward, because it's not just about like Bond and how good he was and how much was Fangio. Next year, we're trying to repeat, trying to do it again. And we already know N'Kobe Dean's coming off a major injury. I have no idea when he's going to be on the field. So if Bond left, week one linebackers, so I'm talking about Jeremiah Trotter Jr. and...
What's his name?
Oren Burks?
Yeah. Dude, see, this is where I try to educate y'all. and try to sprinkle this knowledge on y'all.
Here we go.
But y'all don't want to hear what I'm saying. And Kyle, I can tell right now, Kyle won't even look at me. Kyle already got an attitude. But I'm going to try to explain it to you in a way, Kyle, where you can understand what I'm saying. I can already tell. It's like talking to a wall.
It's going to be one of those days again.
It was the two things that Zach Bond has benefited from tremendously. Not taking anything away from what he did. Listen to what I'm saying. Is opportunity and personnel. Those are the two things that he's benefited from. Opportunity because he was given opportunity to play here. Mm-hmm. He wasn't the guy. We got to remember Devin White was the guy. For whatever reason, Devin White couldn't get on the field.
And Bond took the job and ran with
Bond
it.
Bond took the job and ran with yep. it, which he took advantage of his opportunity. Now, let's get to personnel. You got Jordan Davis and you got Jalen Carter in front of you playing. And we talked about how all year that this defense didn't have to do a whole lot of blitzing because you had that front up front. So all he had to do back there is play coverage. Not saying that he didn't play well coverage, but he did. Now, with those two things involved, it allowed him to show the talent that he didn't get a chance to showcase in New Orleans, and he put himself in position to have a tremendous payday. Now, this is where it becomes a little clouded. I would love, and again, let me keep saying this, I would love to have him here. But how much is that going to cost when you, down the road, have to pay Jalen Carter? You're probably going to have to pay Nolan Smith. This is about money. See, I know that for a lot of people, this is about the desire to field a Super Bowl winning team. And I get that, and I'm with you on that. But the problem with that is this. You're going to have a lot of guys that want to get paid. You're not going to be able to pay everybody.
I get that. But I think you could prioritize somebody. And I'm willing to...
Who I want to prioritize right now?
Who's that?
Jalen Carter. Like, I know he's not up. He's not eligible.
A year from now, yeah.
But in the next couple of years, I got to pay that man.
I know.
Man. He's going to get a gripper ton.
I know. Sometimes you have to, though, to keep... who you want. You got to overpay a little bit. I mean, sometimes you do, and I'm willing to overpay Zach Bond. And Hugh, you make a fair point that did he benefit from having Fangio and those big guys in front of him? Yes, but now I can't use the Fangio point, but I can say a year ago, they tried to do this roulette thing at linebacker, right? Think about the linebacker spread a year ago. Zach Cunningham and Morrow and whatever else garbage ran through here. Who was the guy that
We got PTSD from the linebacker spot.
Who was the guy that was half-cooked or full-cooked? He came in here. We were all excited for a day. Leonard?
No.
Shaq?
High flyer.
It was Darius Leonard, wasn't it?
Yeah, but high flyer. He called himself flyer. Yeah, high flyer, yeah.
He also got to play behind Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis and Milton Williams, and he couldn't play.
No, he was cooked, though.
Yeah, I know. But like
That don't count.
Well, it counts. When you play roulette, sometimes it doesn't work out. It doesn't work out.
That defense.
I can't lose this guy. I can't lose him. All right.
That was Sean Desai.
Well, that didn't work.
That was a terrible defense.
Here's another thing to consider. If we lose Zach Bond, and I hope we don't, but if we lose Zach Bond, they could go the free agency route, like we're talking about, like the one-year guys to try to find a new Zach Bond. That's possible. Or they could dip into the draft again. But listen to this. Howie Roseman, just a couple days ago at the NFL Combine, he sat down with Florio and Sims talking about the draft and his run doing drafts as a GM. And listen to what he said. They asked him, what's your kryptonite? Like, what's the position that you struggle with the most drafting? Listen to what Howie said.
Yeah, I'd say that... Our fans would probably say that that's the inside linebacker position.
We've had a few of those today. So, Andy Reid said it to us.
Yeah, well,
linebacker was
I came into the league under Coach Reid, right. And I worked for him for 14 years. So maybe it's the only thing I can blame on him, you know, that we did it together. But I was in a lot of draft meetings with Coach Reid, and I remember one where he said, when I asked his evaluation, I said, well, Coach, what do you think about this guy? And he said, yeah, I think this guy stays healthy. He's going to the Hall of Fame. And I went, what'd you just say?
Yeah.
And it was about an inside linebacker. And the guy he talked about, going to the Hall of Fame. So I think that
he's self-deprecating
like usual, Coach Reid. But, I think as the game changes and as you look at that position and – a lot of those guys are moving positions. The bigger guys are coming up and they're playing edge. They're edge rushers. The guys who are a little bit smaller are moving back and they're playing safety. So it's harder to find those guys
yeah,
as well.
Right.
I mean, there's Howie admitting his kryptonite, the position he struggles with the most evaluating in the draft is linebacker. So it adds to why I need Bond. Howie doesn't trust himself to go draft a linebacker to year one replace him. 215-592-9494. Could the Eagles survive next year without Zach Bond? And when I say survive, and I use the word need, essential, I'm talking about at the level of winning a Super Bowl again. I don't think so. I mean, Zach Bond isn't going to be the difference between 15 wins or 14 wins and 5, obviously. But is he the difference between the number one defense and maybe falling back to the pack? I think so. I mean, he was he was first team all pro. He had 151 tackles. He had 3.5 sacks. That interception in the Super Bowl was part of what he did. I think he forced a turnover in every playoff game.
No, he's a baller.
He's a baller, and this might be the start of him being a baller for years. 215-592-9494. Kyle, where do you come down? Can the Eagles survive without Zach Bond?
Yeah, so I noticed this thing that Eagles fans do and what you do in Philadelphia all the time.
Coping.
Whenever the Eagles have success. Well, it's coping. That's a word for it. But it's this idea that we're invincible.
Oh, yeah.
After we do something one time and we have success with it, then all of a sudden we're infallible. And we can never do it wrong. Like, we won a Super Bowl with a backup quarterback, and then all of a sudden, we'll be right back next year. We did it with a backup quarterback, you know? And we do this all the time. After 2022, we did it. Oh, but right back next year. Now, granted, we went back 2 years later. But I just think banking on lightning striking twice, that's not a path that I want to go down. We have a sure thing that's right here that was an all-pro defensive player of the year candidate. He's here. Don't let this guy go. I would much rather just re-sign him than bank on doing it again next season. And by the way, like, I understand Vic Fangio is a great coach and all. Vic Fangio wasn't even the one that found Zach Bond. He said Howie Roseman brought him to him, and Vic Fangio had an idea for how to use him. Now, that's great and all, but like, Howie, who just said that his weakness is finding inside linebackers, am I going to trust that he's going to do that again? N'Kobe Dean is probably not going to be here to start the season next year. And then we're left with Jeremiah Trotter Jr., and Oren Burks is gone.
And by the way, Oren Burks is a free agent, too.
Correct, yeah, right, yeah. That's what I mean. So, and then, by the way, it doesn't seem like Milton Williams will be back. It doesn't seem like Sweat will be back. It's just too much to lose Zach Bond. If we lose Zach Bond, I think we're in serious trouble next year.
Yeah, you got to learn how to let go, dog. This is the NFL in a nutshell, especially off a team that won the Super Bowl. Like, these things happened. Howie told you yesterday that this was going to happen.
Well, screw that. But the Super Bowl thing to me doesn't jive. Like, I'm now focused on next year and what they did last year. I mean, you know how I am about history. It means nothing for next year. We could suck next year. We have no idea what's going to happen.
Well, you know how I am for history.
That can happen if Zach Bond is here, though.
No, right. But don't you likely. Think you're better? Your chances are better.
I'm not
if
arguing.
Zach Bond's here
now. I'm not arguing that Zach Bond makes this defense better. My argument is that we will be okay if he's not here. Like, that's the thing, because I feel like I said, again, opportunity and personnel, he benefited tremendously from both of those. You don't think they tried to play him at a linebacker, off-ball linebacker, when he was in New Orleans? He couldn't get on the field.
Well, right. And I know that comes down to the coaching thing, and Vic Fangio did a great job with Zach Bond. But, like, I think we're now underestimating just how lucky we were this came together with Zach Bond.
Yeah, and he wasn't just good, he was great. And
right.
You mentioned the history thing. Well, I like history, and I use it all the time. Well, how about 2 years ago? They let T.J. Edwards go
exactly.
As soon as the Super Bowl was over. And T.J., I like T.J., but he didn't play at the highest level that Bond played at. They let him go to the Bears, and the next year, we got cooked. Like,
he played decent, if I'm not mistaken, for the Bears.
T.J., yeah.
He played decent for the Bears.
But without him, the next year, any coach that had a brain, like, I just remember that 49ers game when Shanahan realized that how weak we were.
We had the worst linebacking group in the league.
And we couldn't stop anyone, even with Jalen Carter, even with Hassan Reddick, even with Darius Slay. Like, we still had some good players on the defense, but that area got exposed. And, Hugh, maybe Fangio could find another one. I don't want to find out.
I get what you're saying, but, for me to think that this team, like, he's the biggest cog in the wheel. He's a part of the chain. He's not the biggest cog, in my opinion. He's an important cog, but Jalen Carter, that front four are the ones. Jalen Carter's the one that makes that defense go.
So,
Jalen Carter makes it easier for those linebackers to do what they do.
I agree.
He's that guy.
I agree, but he might be second.
Bond might be second. Let me put like, and I'm gonna say this, and please don't nobody take it the wrong way, because he's
everyone
a Hall of
take
Famer.
It the wrong way.
He's a Hall of Famer, and he was a dominant player, but Ray Lewis benefited from having Sam Adams and Tony Siragusa tremendously in front of him. That allowed his natural ability to even be more than what it was. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Zach Bond, because they had those two big D tackles in front of them, it allowed him to play easier. It allowed him to play linebacker easier.
I'm with you.
It made it easier for him to do what he does.
I get that. I'm sure, of course. I want to run it back, though. And I'm willing to overpay him to bring him back. Let's go to the phone lines here. Steve in Egg Harbor's up. What's up, Steve?
Going on. Yeah, I'm listening to this. And I'll tell you what, I think he's definitely essential. I mean, you hit around the nose when TJ went to Chicago, and now he's in oblivion. He's making a lot of tackles. We have a ball sniffer here. This guy is
ball
everywhere
sniffer.
The ball
that's
is.
That's weird.
155 tackles. He's 5 forced fumbles, 3 recovered fumbles, sacks. This guy knows where the ball is going. He's all around the ball. And, of course, he benefits from our front. You don't think Milton benefits from Carter? Milton's not double teamed. Carter is. Why do you think Milton looks so good? I mean, is Milton a good player? Yeah. But he's not Jalen Carter, or he'd be double teamed like Jalen Carter.
So what point are you making, Steve? I mean, because you're basically making my point.
I'm making a point that everybody benefits from everybody. I mean, look, the back end, we covered everybody. I mean, you know, we don't cover everybody like that. Then the front four is not as valuable as they are. I mean, everything works in unison when you're talking about a great defense. And Zach Bond, let's face the facts, he got thrown into a spot that he never played before, but he excelled at it better than anybody excelled at that spot in the NFL this year. And he should – I would be offering 4 years, $50 million, 25 guaranteed. That is a good possibility to lock him up. 50.
Okay.
$50 million, 12 and a half a year. I mean, but everybody wants to pay Myles Garrett $37 to $40 million a year for one guy? You got to be kidding me. I'll take a quarter of that money and give it to Bond, quarter of that money, or maybe 30% of that money, give it to Milton. I'll keep the guys we got.
Yeah, and look, it might be a little bit more, Steve, we appreciate the phone call, but I'm willing to do that.
Everybody benefit from everybody is crazy. That's obvious.
Do. Yeah, I mean, it's a team, right? Yeah, you play as 11. Yeah. I would be willing, if I were Howie, to go above where I've ever gone at linebacker.
Let me ask you this. And that's like, how many teams do you think – I mean, I'm obviously not because of the way he played, but how many teams do you think Zach Bond would start for in the NFL if he didn't have the season that he had?
Well, before this season?
Yes.
I mean, not many.
And I think that's what, like, when I say what I'm saying, I think that's how the Eagles are looking at it, and I think that maybe other teams are looking at it like that way, too.
But what if he changed? Like, what if they unlocked something
Carter,
they don't want to lose?
You might be right, but Jalen Carter's an all 32.
Of course.
Jalen Carter's and all. It ain't too many of those cats that are on this squad.
So I understand your point. I just don't want to go try to find the next Zach Bond when I have Zach Bond.
I get what you're saying, but I feel like we can survive without him. That's the point.
Yeah,
we can survive without him.
I think their chances to be a great defense next year go down significantly without him. I think they'd be in trouble if they let him go. 215-592-9494. Zach Bond, could the Eagles survive without him? We all want him back. There is a reality, though. In 2 weeks, someone could pay him a lot of money. And
Somebody's going to pay him a lot of money.
Well, then he could be gone. I mean, we all want him back, but he could be gone. Could the Eagles survive as a championship contender without him? I say no. Hugh says yes. Rhea will join at 11. A lot to get to with her, including an appalling move by one of her colleagues on the morning show.
Appalling.
It was appalling. And we'll hear from Zach Bond next when he spoke about the future here, potentially, in Philadelphia. That's next. Midday Show. 215-592-9494 at Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Thing about
and
you.
And there is something about Zach Bond. Come on now.
Baby, come back.
Sing it, Hugh.
You can blame it all on me. I've sang this a few times in my life.
I could tell. That felt
this
real.
This song speaks to me. I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh. It's awful.
Well, you're going to apologize to Zach Bond by the way.
I ain't apologizing.
You're greasing the skids for his exit.
See, I knew this was going to happen, man.
Greasing the skids.
I try to be clear and concise.
You know what? It didn't even hit me till now. You know what this is about, everyone, right?
Go ahead and say it, Joe. I know what you're about to say.
I mean, we joked about it in training camp with him. Then he went out and had an all-pro season, but the idea is, if he stays and he plays here another three, four years,
he's the new 53.
He's the 53.
I could care less.
No, because wait, hold on. Right now, whenever we're out, or sometimes we have sit-ins, right? I think it was last week we had sit-ins, and they wore 53. Whenever someone is near us or just at the games, pregame, when I see 53, I assume they're wearing an old-school Hugh Douglas jersey.
No, it's a Bond jersey.
It'll be a Bond jersey.
No, and I'm happy for it. You know what's funny? Even I got a Bond hoodie. A Bond hoodie. I'm a fan. I just look at it like this. When we have these conversations in the morning, And you ask me a question, I have to give you my honest opinion. And the question was basically, can we survive? Yes, I think we can.
Yeah, and I
would love to have him back, but I think we will be okay.
I know, we just like to play the amateur psychologist in here when it's about your place in Eagles history. Yeah. Kyle, I feel it.
He feels threatened.
He knows 53 is not his anymore.
It's always selfish motivations with you. The Myles Garrett thing yesterday.
Yeah.
See?
He's plummeting down the all-time Eagles sack list.
Every time.
53.
Every time I try to bring logic to this station.
Mm-hmm.
I always get pulled into some little tay-to-tay. Two childish individuals.
No, we just see what? Through things.
I'm not childish.
Are you kidding me?
I'm looking at a three.
We see through the nonsense. That's what it
childish.
Is.
Childish.
Well, no,
childish. I am the only grown-up. Well, I am the grown-up, but I'm the only grown-up that act like a grown-up here. Mm-hmm. All the time.
Excuse
I would have rolled him until he told
like
me no. For the most part. They got thick, really hard. Early in the day,
we have an entire soundboard of non-grown-up things you've said.
A lot of girth.
That's on. You can now position yourself as a grown-up. All right.
Yes, I have
evidence back here.
Yeah, that's baloney.
When it suits the argument, yes, I can. Yeah, yes, I can.
Baloney. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy Thursday, man.
Chris.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm here. You there?
We're here, yeah. And we need to know what you feel about Zach Bond.
Let me tell you something, man. I am bonkers for Bond, all right? Howie, go get the checkbook out, but Howie's definitely going to sign him, all right? Listen, he is okay overpaying for talent. He told us that in a press conference. He did it last year with Saquon. When they feel like they need to, they will. So I think the overpayment for Bond isn't ridiculous because the overpayment isn't going to be as big as what maybe you would possibly do for some others. And he's only had that 1 year of success. He's clearly not a plug-and-play player that you could put into any defense. He's got to fit specifically into a scheme, which he literally fits perfectly into the scheme of Vic Fangio, which is going to limit the team's bidding for his services, which is going to keep that price not over
you hope.
Crazy over the top. Yeah.
You hope.
I know.
Callers with sources.
He did pull this insider information on us earlier in the week.
But I'm saying, Chris,
we're still waiting, by the way.
Somebody might look at Zach, especially, he got that hardware now, and say, we want a leader on our team like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they might be willing to overpay for him. So you just, like, with free agency, you never know. Hell, I didn't think I was going to Jacksonville. But I did.
Heck, before you go on, Chris, we played that Mangini comp saying he reminded him of Vrabel back in the day. You know which team has the most cap space in the NFL? Mike Vrabel's New England Patriots. They sure could use some help on defense. I mean, I hope you're right. I'm just saying, once free agency opens, you never know if someone says, like, hey, Zach,
we need this guy.
We got cap room. Here's $18 million a year to come play linebacker, and then we're in trouble.
I hear you. One last thing, guys, that I have on this is the fact that it's what does Vic want? And if Vic Fangio wants him, and Hugh, you said this, he's looking, this was just the first level of this defense. He wants continued growth and to expand his defensive playbook. Bond gives him the ability to do that.
Totally
that's
agree.
Where I disagree with you. He is a complete major cog in that, and that's why I think he's going to stay, because it allows them to do more of what they want to do and expand upon that, and that's where they're going to bring him back. And guys, I'm going to leave you out in the door with this. I want Bond back. B-I-U-N! Bring back Bond, baby!
Chris, good
phone
call.
That
I didn't know where we were going.
Yeah,
I heard B, I was like, okay.
It was thrown off
the when I heard him like revving up, I was like, all right, we could do an Eagles chant. It's been a couple weeks.
I like the idea of just whatever the word is, just do it in the form of an Eagles chant.
Well, you know what's going to happen.
And it comes off strong.
Yeah, well, as we get to some names that are a little harder to spell than Bond, those could get interesting.
Oh, that'd be a disaster for
these
fans.
Too many R's or T's in Garrett. Yeah, we'll get there pretty soon. Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Dream Team, how y'all doing today?
Hey,
what's going
Will?
On, man?
All right. I like Zach, man. He just like what you said, he took the opportunity. When it knocked, he came rushing through. And I think he earned the payday, right? I just think, like, if we really look at the success, like you said also, Hugh, that front four. So you got to pay at least two of them guys. You dig what I'm saying?
No, I get what you're saying. I'm with you.
Right, because, like, the whole thing is, right, that's what got us there. Because that push that we had and getting to the quarterback, man, that's what really got – that was our real success. And if a lot of teams couldn't stop it. So I would say get them guys the money first. And then Zach Bond, I think he want to stay anyway, man.
I do, too.
Make him a nice offer, or at least meet him right where he needs to be.
A respectable offer. Real respectable, yes. I totally agree. Yeah. Totally agree.
Yeah, I won't overpay him, though, but you know what I'm saying? But I think if he stays, that'll be a big plus. And like I said, just pay them other two guys, man, that you know made an impact. And let's rock and roll. Let's bring another Super Bowl back.
Well, that's the whole goal. And look, Will, look, they're going to be, and when we preach to the call, they're going to be a good team if Bond's here or not. But when I say survive, I mean championship level team. And part of the reason their defense was so great this year is they found this guy. They helped make him what he was. But man, like I think to the linebackers to start of next season, if we're dealing with no Bond, N'Kobe's still in recovery, and it's Jeremiah Trotter Jr. in year two, and some guy, some free agent, right? The Owen Burks or Zach Cunningham, like those ilk, that feels like it's going to be challenging for the defense to play their best football. But let's hear from Zach Bond. End of the season, as the playoffs were going on, he talked about his future and the reality of maybe coming back here.
Yeah, I'm curious. I don't know what it's going to look like, honestly. My goal every time is to play the best football I can. And hopefully it's here. I love this place, and I really appreciate what they've done for my career and my family and just everything. So got a lot of options to weigh and a lot of stuff to think about.
Well, that last part is interesting to me. Got a lot of options to weigh. Because
that's what I'm saying. He's looking at – because here's the thing that I feel is going on with Zach Bond. Zach Bond and his family know, young family, that he's in a position, what, 26 years old, 28?
28.
28 years old. He has to maximize his dollars. This is it for him probably. This is probably going to be the biggest deal that he sees. Yep. So he's weighing that against being in a good defense, playing well, and playing on a team that he just won a Super Bowl with. That's a lot. Now, like I said, I would love for him to be here, but they're probably, and his agent's probably telling him, you know, hey, man, this is your last big bite at the apple. You know, this is your Coupe de Gracie moment. This is where you get a chance to make a whole, really, like, what the hell is Coupe de Gracie? Coup d'etat.
I just let it go at this point. I mean,
but
he's speaking here.
This is your moment. So he might want to go out. And he might want to try to squeeze him for every dollar
and
that
he
can.
I wouldn't blame him if he does.
Or he could stay here. Like, to me, it's a win-win. Because I feel like this. And he might not feel like this. Being here in Philadelphia and playing for this team, if he stayed, he's going to get everything and then some as far as financially what he wants if he stays here. Mm-hmm. He might not want that. He might not. And you know, when you talk about, you know, other teams and what they're willing to give him, he might want to go get the right now money. He might want to do that.
Well, I understand that. And I wouldn't blame him if he does want to go get the money and he does take the biggest check. And if it's not from the Eagles, he leaves. I'm not going to be mad at him. This is on the Eagles to make this work. And look, I'm not trying to say he's as great of a player or an athlete. But if you just look at what they each did this year.
Oh, contributions are phenomenal. No question.
I'm just saying, like, of the The Eagles made three big signings, I believe, on the first, where they made three signings on day one of free agency last year. Forget Bryce Huff, let's just put him to the side.
Mm-hmm.
They signed Zach Bond and they signed Saquon Barkley.
Yes.
They were both first team All Pro. They were both finalists for the player of the year on their side of the ball. Like, I know he's not as good as Saquon. I'm not trying to say that. But could you imagine if Saquon was on a one-year deal? And we were like, well, they'll be all right without him. People would riot. Like, now, but Bond on his side of the ball was almost as decorated this year as Saquon. He made All-Pro first team, and he was fifth in defensive player of the year. Saquon, I know, won his award. But that's, they were both really impactful.
No, they were, but I look at the Saquon situation totally different than look at the Zach Bond. Saquon was a guy that got drafted higher and had a lot of potential coming into this
thing. I understand
thing.
That. Yeah, and now he's
realized potential. Zach Bond is a pleasant surprise. Zach Bond's a guy that, honestly, when we saw, hey, he's going to come in here and he's going to contribute. But we didn't know. And initially, Joe, we thought he was going to be a special teams player.
Yeah, and then
he emerged as a starter.
Yep. Can I also use the you made the point that Zach Bond benefited from who was around him.
Mm-hmm.
So did Saquon Barkley. I mean, like, I'm this is not about him being better
player
than Barkley, but everyone here would literally lose their mind if Barkley was on a one-year deal and we were like, well, what if he leaves? Bond wasn't that far behind as an individual player this season we just watched.
I will say this, and when I make these decisions, it's because I'm thinking of financially. But Saquon Barkley, I would say he had a tremendous season here with the Eagles, but Saquon Barkley was a first-round draft pick, and he probably could have went to the other teams that wanted him and still had a pretty damn good year.
He was probably more destined for greatness.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Probably wouldn't have went to the Super Bowl and all this other stuff, but he would have still had a good year.
Well, I'm sure.
Doesn't this all illustrate just like how rare and how big of a come up the Zach Bond signing was? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to use an extreme example, but I think it's the same logic that we can apply here. Like, the fact that we say, well, we did it once, we'll do it again. Jalen Carter dropped to the Eagles at all the way to pick 9, mm-hmm. right? And that was, you know, that should not have happened. Would we say, well, we don't need to re-sign Jalen Carter. We'll just, somebody else, great. We'll
it's
just drop
the
to the
thing.
Eagles again. Well,
but it's not the same.
Well,
it's
it
not,
is.
It's
like,
not,
if you're saying,
not,
if you're banking off
not.
Of a rare thing happening again,
no,
it's
no.
the same exact thing.
No, it's not.
Jalen Hurts in the second round.
No,
well, we'll just
not,
let Jalen go. We'll get another quarterback in the second round. We did it before.
If Jalen Carter would have not gotten in all that trouble that he got into, we would have no shot at having him.
Well, if Zach Bond didn't suck for the whole first
Zach
part of his
Bond,
career, then
Zach,
we wouldn't
when
have.
When was Zach Bond drafted?
Third or fourth round.
But he
mid-round
was,
pick.
You know what Zach Bond is? A diamond in the rough.
Of course.
Somebody drafted him, didn't know what to do with him, stuck him on special teams.
The point is how rare it is for that to have, like, befallen us.
I don't think it's that rare. You know what that is? To me, you know what it is?
And
it's
think something the Zach Bond thing was rare?
No, you know what to me that is? That's coaching. That is coach. Like, this is the thing. And I think that we have, like, we're 1 year removed from not realizing how much coaches matter. And I think that's where we're all clouded.
Well, I could say Hurts is coaching, too. We got a quarterback in the second round, coached him up to be a Super Bowl MVP.
We jumping all over the place. Let's stay on the defensive side of the ball for 2 seconds.
Well, because
I'm
not focusing on the caliber of player. I'm focusing on how rare it is to get the most out of something that, you know, that shouldn't have happened.
N'Kobe Dean was here, and granted he was hurt, he had his best season until he got hurt. Zach Bond and N'Kobe Dean playing together had their best seasons before that they've ever had before. Oren Burks went out there and he played extremely well under the circumstance because we were all worried about him. Guess what we didn't have to worry about when he got out there? Him. You know why? Because of coaching.
But this is rare.
This doesn't just happen every year.
But
we have coaches. That's what I'm trying to get
you
to understand.
But can they replicate the impact? Can someone replicate? He had forced a turnover in every playoff game.
Joe,
that's amazing.
This is what I'm trying to get y'all to see. The way that this defense played this year, they were ahead of the curve. They were extreme. They were way ahead of the curve than any other defense that I've ever seen in ever. So you can't tell me if you go out there and you get the personnel that you handpick that could come in and play the way that you want them to play, that you can't replicate this? I don't believe that.
So earlier,
I do not believe that.
Well, now they might, but it might take time. I to win the Super Bowl next year, I think they need that.
They went from 30th to 1.
I know.
Because of the personnel and the coaching that they had.
So the coaching changed.
And you're going to let the personnel go?
Well, the coaching changed a lot. That's a huge part. But they did have some of these same personnel, and they sucked. Yeah. Like, Jalen Carter is an amazing football player. He was part of the 30th-ranked defense. Like, he's not—he can't do it alone. He needs help. So, We mentioned the cut earlier with Mangini talking about Bruce Vrabel, right? And he kind of comped Bond might be Vrabel, where you find him, he was special teamer, and then he's a building block. Like the Patriots did, Hugh, what you're talking about. They let guys go, right? It was the team, it was the system, it was the coaching more than it was any individual, and they would move off people. But you know what else the Patriots did during that time?
What's that?
They picked 7 or 8 guys that stayed a while, right? Brady stayed for 20 years, but they had their Brewskis, they had their Vrabels, then it became the Gronkowskis. I'm looking at the Eagles, like, you know what they have to decide the next 2 weeks? Is Bond a building block or is he just a guy? Because
that's what we talk about.
They've already told us who their building blocks are. Look at the money. Mailata is a building block. Dickerson, Lane, AJ, Devontae, Jalen. They've already told us those are building blocks. On the defensive side, we imagine it's going to be Carter. Mm-hmm. But the question they have, the more pressing one, is Bond a building block? Because if they believe he is, and I think he is, then go pay him.
I also think we're over. Like, look, Vic Fangio did a phenomenal job. Vic Fangio has been in the league a long time. This was his best defense. You need talent. Good coaches need talent to win. If you look back at Vic Fangio's career with the Dolphins, with the Bears, with the Broncos, there's a lot of middle-of-the-pack defenses in there because they didn't have talent. Vic Fangio still needs talent to succeed.
Can I tell you something that normally how the NFL goes when stuff like this happens? And I know I mentioned it earlier. Normally, when you have a phenomenal talent like that, you don't allow them to get to free agency. That's a fact. That's a fact. Because you know in free agency that you're taking a chance of them potentially going somewhere else. You're taking that chance. The Eagles, by not even offering him a contract, let you know that they're willing, as well as he played, as many accolades as he got this year, they let you know that they're willing to move on from Zach Bond. That should tell you everything you need to know. Now, whether or not you agree with that, that's on you. But you don't let – if they felt that strongly about him that he was irreplaceable, we wouldn't even be having this conversation.
Well, they made the wrong move before.
I do agree with you on this. Anytime a team lets a player get to the open market, they've already – at least part of them assumes they could
leave. This is chess. This ain't checkers, dog. They've already decided on what potentially could happen if he leaves.
I'm so tired of chess, not checkers.
But it's the truth.
Teams make the wrong decision all the time.
I do agree with Kyle, too. You're right.
We're going to use golf then because it's almost golf season.
It is almost golf. You playing?
We're playing – no. I got my clubs too, though.
How are they?
You know what, Joe? The bag's so rickety, I didn't even open them up. I threw the shoes away, though, because ain't nobody playing.
I mean, listen, the three of us are going to be down in Clearwater in a few weeks. You want to go play some golf?
You know what? I have a driver that I haven't seen in a while. I have a driver. I'll bring my driver.
Plus, as everyone knows, you have golf outfits.
Well, I got them now.
Oh, do you?
I got a bunch of nice little polos and some golf pants. What you talking about? I got my clothes.
The last time we saw you on the lake, you were wearing a sweatsuit.
Yeah, and everybody was. They didn't say it to my face, though. They said it behind my back.
But they were snickering when you walked away.
They were definitely snickering.
Yeah, they were talking about you. Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Hugh, Joe, Kyle, what's up?
Hey, Terrence. What are you thinking today?
Who am I, guys? Hi, Zach. How you doing, man? What do you do today? I talked to Nick. And I talked to Jeffrey, man, we decided to let you hit the open market and see how much you can get. You promise you'll come back and let us know what you're going to do, right? Who am I?
The Giants?
Are you Joe Shane?
I'm so thankful that we have Howie Roseman. And I hope you don't pull that with Zach Bond, man, because I feel like we got to keep Zach Bond. And I know what he was saying about the money spending and everything, but I think Howie's going to learn from 2022 when we let T.J. Edwards go, we let all them guys go from that Super Bowl team. And the linebackers, sometimes they don't cut it and they don't fit the scheme. You know, everybody in here, like I think, Joe, you were saying it a couple minutes ago, everybody's not going to come here and fit the scheme. Everybody's not going to be able to play like other players play. And it's not a hit or miss that these guys are going to be coming. We're at a point where we can lose all four of these guys because they all got a ring, right?
Yep.
And they all can say, I want to choose the money. So that's why the point you guys were talking about yesterday with Garrett, that's why that is kind of a huge deal in an instance, because with all four of those guys walk, and that's a whole lot of talent off of that defensive line and offensive line. So to me, I think Zach Bond, man,
he's a defensive player of the year candidate. You got to keep him in the building, man, because linebackers these days, you know, they don't fall from the tree. You don't see that many good linebackers in the NFL. We know that 49ers got good linebackers at Baltimore Ravens, yep. But there's not that many.
Well, and the Eagles, Terrence, we know have struggled at that position. They struggle to draft them. They struggle to keep them.
Yeah.
They struggle. You know, I trust them way more. Terrence, good phone call. I trust them way more if Mekhi Becton gets paid a lot next week or 2 weeks from now to find the next right guard. I mean, it might be Tyler Steen. It might be Trevor Keegan. They could probably find a new Becton, a guy that was a first-round pick and maybe fell off. I just trust them more to do that. Linebacker has been hit or miss. They've had some good ones. I mean, Jordan Hicks was good when he wasn't hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Nigel Bradham was good. You know, they've had some good players there. And then obviously, you know, White and T.J. Edwards developed into a nice player. But it feels like it goes in peaks and valleys. Like, I could see, Hugh, it wouldn't shock me if they found another Bond. But I also wouldn't be surprised if we go to next year and they find some guy and they say, well, this is like Bond again. And he stinks. I mean,
it's a hit or miss proposition. But the bottom line is this. They're comfortable. The team is comfortable moving on from Zach Bond by what they've shown you thus far.
I agree with that. I'm not comfortable. 215-592-9494. Can the Eagles survive as a Super Bowl defense without Zach Bond? I don't think so. I need him back. I'd be willing to overpay. Hugh thinks they could survive. Where do you come down? We'll keep the conversation going with you on the phone lines. Plus, Rhea's take on it as she joins us next in studio. We got a lot to get to, Rhea, including a major Sixers announcement. And someone she works with committed a crime against humanity. I mean, HR might be on the horn here. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.